Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sar Malka Reichman. Today we're studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Tet Zayin, in which we meet the new Melech B'Yisrael, the progenitor of Mashiach. Hashem asks Shmuel HaNavi, how long will you mourn for Shaul? It's time to get up and fill your keren, fill the horn with oil. Malei Karnecha Shemen, fulfilling the prophecy of Chana, Shmuel HaNavi's mother, when she said, Ramah Karni BaHashem, implying that one day Shmuel HaNavi will anoint someone with the use of the enduring Keren. Hashem tells him, go to Yishai in Beit Lechem because I've chosen one of his sons as the Melech. Shmuel's reaction, he says, Echelech, v'shama Shaul v'haragani. How will I go? Shaul, who still reigns as king, will hear and he will kill me. One might wonder if Hashem commanded Shmuel HaNavi to go, why he would have any fear of going. After all, we know, Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizakin. If someone is on a mission, on the way to fulfill a mitzvah, then they will be protected from all harm. Actually, the Gemara in Pesachim cites Shmuel's words as a support for the idea that when there is probable danger, one cannot rely on the principle of Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizakin, and certainly a king finding out that he's going to anoint another king is a probable danger. The Radak explains that certainly Hashem performs Nisim, miracles, for those who fear him, but Hashem prefers to do it through the Minhag HaOlam, through natural means. Because ein ra'oi la'adam la'lechet b'makom sakana l'smoch al hanes, a person is not meant to go to a dangerous place and rely on a miracle, as it says, lo tnasun et Hashem Elokeichem. And therefore, according to the Radak, when Shmuel HaNavi asks echelich, he's not saying, oh my gosh, how can I go? He's saying, technically speaking, how should I do that in a safe way? Echelich. And Hashem advises him to take a calf with him so that he can bring a karban. And that way, the bringing of the karban will serve as an alias for his presence there in Beit Lechem. Shmuel goes, he follows Hashem's words. Upon his arrival to Beit Lechem, all the Zkenim hurry to greet him. Shmuel then calls for Yishai and his sons. Shmuel does not yet know which one of Yishai's sons he is meant to anoint. Upon seeing the eldest, Eliav, Shmuel says to himself, Ach neged Hashem mishicho. He thinks definitely this is the anointed one. And Hashem then, pointing out Shmuel's error, gives him wisdom applicable to every generation. Vayomar Hashem el Shmuel, Al tabet al marehu ve'el gvoha komato. Do not look at his appearances and his height. Ki me'astihu, because I have rejected him. Ki lo asher yireh ha'adam. Ki ha'adam yireh le'inayim v'ashem yireh la'levav. It is not as man sees things, because man looks at the eyes or the appearances, but Hashem sees into the heart, knowing the essence of each person. The Mefarshim comment that when Hashem says don't look at his good looks and his height, that Hashem is reminding Shmuel HaNavi that Shaul also was good looking and was tall. And this is certainly not sufficient qualification for the son of Yishai to be the Melech. The rest of the sons who are present pass before Shmuel, and about each one Shmuel says, Lo Bachar Hashem, Hashem has not chosen this one. And now all of the sons present have already passed by Shmuel. So Shmuel turns to Yishai, Hatamu Hana'arim, have we finished with all of the young men? Yishai remembers, O Cha'ar HaKatan, there's still one more left, the smallest, and we meet him the same place we meet other great leaders in Am Yisrael, Vihinei Roe Batzon, he is tending to the flock of sheep. Shmuel asks him to bring him. As soon as he brings him, Shmuel sees that he is, here we get the description of David HaMelech for the first time, Hu Admoni im yifei einayim v'tov ro'i. He is red with beautiful eyes and good looking. And Hashem says, Kum ishachehu, come anoint him, ki zehu. He is the one. So we are introduced to David HaMelech with these traits. Chazal see these traits as they're described, Admoni imifei einayim v'tov ro'i, as robust with meaning. The Malbim says, yifei einayim means that he can see things, he can see situations with a sharp analytical eye, v'tov ro'i, and he has a good nature. When Shmuel HaNavi first saw David, he became very worried about this trait of Admoni. After all, he reminded him of someone else who was an Admoni. As it says in Bereshit, about Esav, Vayetzi HaRishon, Admoni. He became very concerned about this. Medrash Shmuel tells us, Hashem said to him, he is an Admoni, David HaMelech is an Admoni, im yifei einayim. Esav, when he would kill from his own will and his own volition, whomever he wanted to. If David is Admoni, he is passionate, he can get worked up about things, still, it is all through the lens of Yifei Einayim. Einayim referring to the Sanhedrin, David Midat Sanhedrin Hu Horeg. When David kills, it is by the command of Sanhedrin, it is all for spiritual purposes. The Malbim, based on the Gemara, tells us that Admoni means that David HaMelech is very much connected to the earth and earthy things, to Olam Hazeh. That same Gemara tells us who David Ba'olam Hazeh, who David Ba'olam Haba. While David HaMelech is engaged in earthly things and things of material value, he is really found at the same moment in Olam Hazeh, meaning everything that he's doing is channeled to the spiritual. Yifei Einayim also is a very profound description of one of David HaMelech's exemplary traits, and that is David HaMelech is the ultimate Tov Ayin. As we will see in the coming Prakim, David only wishes good for everyone, even if they wish him ill. This Midah, possessing this Midah of Tov Ayin. Shmuel HaNavi now takes the Keren HaShemen and he anoints David HaMelech in the midst of his brothers, Vayimshach Oto Bekerav Echav, Vatitzlach Ruach Hashem El David Mehayom Hahu Vamala. From this point on, David HaMelech has the Ruach Hashem, according to Targum Yonatan, it's Nevuah, according to the Radak, it is Ruach Gevura, a spirit of strength and heroism, and it is Ruach HaKodesh, and according to the Radak, interestingly, it is that this ruach that he was endowed with that enabled him to compose all these beautiful shirim and mizmorim that we are familiar with from Tehillim. The Abarbanel says that it is a ruach that enabled him to do mishpat, to bring justice. And immediately when he receives the Ruach Hashem, in the next pasuk we hear, Ruach Hashem sarami im Sha'ul. The Ruach Hashem departed from Sha'ul. But what we have as a result is not just the absence of the Ruach Hashem from Sha'ul, but uviyatatu ruach ra'am et Hashem. And there was a bad ruach from Hashem that made him very fearful. The Radak says, it made him fearful, and it took him over to the point, shelo haya bedato. He was, presumably means, he was not even himself. He was not within the same frame of mind that he had been previously, and it was visible to others because we hear that Shaul's servants tell him about this Ruach Ra that they call Ruach Elohim Ra'a. And they have a suggestion how to get rid of this Ruach Ra. He says, let's go and find an Ish Yodea Minagin Bakinor. Let's go find someone who knows, a musician who can play on either the harp or, according to other mefarshim, a different instrument. Whenever you have this ruach ra'ashal, this musician will play his music and it'll be good for you. Shaul likes the idea, but instead of asking for a yodea minagain like they did, he says he wants an ish metiv linagain. According to Malbim, he had very high standards. This is somebody who knows how to play those songs that inspire the soul and that are based on a wisdom, a chachma and a da'at, and that this person needs to have all the desirable traits so that he knows how to play music that will help remove the ruach ra. Enter one of the servants with an idea immediately. Vayan echad mehanarim vayomer hinei ra'iti ben li Yishai Beit HaLachmi. You know, I know somebody. He's the son of Yishai from Beit Lechem, and he is Yodea Nagain, v'gibor chayel, v'ish melchama, u'nivon devar, v'ish toar, v'Hashem imo. He seems even overqualified for the job. The Rabbag points out that this gibor chayel means that he is a courageous person who knows how to devise war strategy. The praise seems overly generous. Rashi points out, based on the Gemara, that the person who spoke up and described him was none other than Doeg HaDomi, who we will be introduced to later, who is David HaMelech's enemy. And Rashi points out that his entire intention in all of this generous praise for David HaMelech was to make Shaul very jealous of David HaMelech. Kol atzmo nitzkaven lachnis ayin ra'a shel David b'David sheyitzkaneh bo. Ending off with v'Hashem imo, something that certainly reminded Shaul HaMelech that Hashem was no longer with him. Shaul sends messengers to Yishai, David HaMelech's father, and asks him to send David. Yishai sends David HaMelech back with gifts, and we hear Vayehavehu Me'od. A little ambiguous who likes who, but it seems from the Pasuk that Shaul likes David HaMelech very much, and he makes him his Nosei Kelim. Shaul then sends another message to Yishai saying, I want David HaMelech to stay here because Matzachin Be'inai, I like him. And then the parak ends telling us, Vayabiyot Ruach Elokim El Shaul V'lakach David HaKinor V'nigein Biyado. Whenever Shaul had this bad spirit come to him, David HaMelech would play on the instrument V'ravach L'Shaul V'tovlo V'sara Me'alav Ruach HaRa'ah. It put Shaul HaMelech at ease. It was good for him. It put him in a good place, and this evil spirit departed from him. Thank you for studying together, Liloy Nishmat, Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.